A hired assassin fired 9 bullets into Curtis Jackson's body in the spring of 2000. One tore through his jaw, another pierced his hand. 7 more found their mark across his chest and legs. He should have died on that Queen Street corner. And for all practical purposes, his music career did. Columbia Records dropped him immediately, and the industry blacklisted him completely. Yet something unexpected happened during his recovery. Rather than retreating into fear, Curtis discovered a strange gift hidden inside the assassination attempt: absolute clarity. When you've already faced death and survived, what else is there to fear? This realization didn't just shape 50 Cent's legendary comeback, it became the foundation of a philosophy that would resonate from hip-hop studios to Silicon Valley boardrooms, teaching us that our deepest power emerges not from avoiding fear, but from walking straight through it. Reality doesn't care about your feelings. The world is competitive and unforgiving. Wishing it were different accomplishes nothing. When 11-year-old Curtis chose the hustler's path in Southside, Queens, he faced erratic customers, backstabbing rivals, and constant police surveillance. An older hustler named Truth taught him that difficult circumstances sharpen observation and reveal opportunities invisible to softer minds. This hustler's eye became Curtis's code. Trust no one, conceal your intentions, remain supremely realistic. After 9 months in jail at 16, he recognized street hustling had a ceiling and pivoted toward music, eventually catching Eminem's attention. Most people drift through life with a soft mind, escaping into fantasies when reality bites. But reality has its own power. Turn your back on it and ruin becomes inevitable. The capacity to see things as they truly are isn't about education, but about character and fearlessness. Abraham Lincoln exemplified this despite limited formal schooling. To develop this mindset, approach situations as if you know nothing, let go of cherished beliefs, and watch people's actions rather than their words. This clarity creates genuine confidence and power. Working for others means surrendering your creative spirit. Curtis learned this bagging drugs after rehab. He realized he was trading freedom for security and manipulated his way back to independence. At Interscope Records, he saw the same trap: executives controlling his image while creating dependency through money and perks. He reclaimed control by financing his own videos, establishing his label, and mastering production. Your only true possessions are your body, time, energy, thoughts, and autonomy. Yet most people surrender these gradually through conformity. Reuben Hurricane Carter exemplifies resistance. Wrongfully imprisoned for 19 years, he refused prison uniforms, avoided television, and instead read voraciously, wrote his autobiography, and taught himself law. When exonerated, he emerged strengthened, refusing even compensation that would acknowledge the state's power over him. To achieve true ownership, reclaim dead time through learning, take on projects developing entrepreneurial skills, and choose responsibility over money. The self-reliant paradoxically become more attractive because they connect from strength rather than need. 9 bullets should have ended Curtis Jackson's career before it began. Instead, they launched it. Dropped by Columbia Records and blacklisted in 2000, he leveraged his bullet wounds and altered voice, now with a menacing hiss, to create authentic music. Working in hiding, he released Fuck You in 2001, defiantly challenging his attackers. His mixtape spread virally, his forced absence creating mystique that caught Eminem's attention. Events are neutral, our minds interpret them. Most people retreat when obstacles appear. The hustler's mindset sees setbacks as opportunities. George Washington launched daring attacks during the Revolution's darkest moments, demonstrating this attitude. The paradox? Be vigilant when things go well, but encouraged when facing difficulty. Our minds possess untapped powers that emerge under pressure. True opportunists hunt for possibilities everywhere. When resources are limited, power comes from using what you have. Obstacles force mental focus and creativity. Welcome them. Fear makes people wait for perfect conditions. Moving before full preparation creates productive pressure that piques alertness and creativity. Trying to control everything in a constantly changing world leads to losing control. The solution is embracing chaos to discover opportunities others miss. When Curtis began hustling in the late 1980s, he observed a dealer named Jermaine who monopolized local trade with rigid control. Jermaine's inflexible approach proved fatal. He was shot dead shortly after. Curtis realized success required adaptability, running multiple hustles simultaneously, maintaining options, and giving workers autonomy. When 50 Cent entered corporate America in 2003, executives operated with rigid conventions despite massive industry changes. Record labels clung to outdated models while digital piracy transformed their business, displaying the same fatal Jermaine mentality. 50 applied his street strategies, diversifying into unexpected ventures like vitamin water, books, and automotive partnerships. Our infantile desire to control our environment makes us resist change, but this paradoxically causes us to lose control. True power comes from fluidity, seeing change as opportunity and moving with life's current. Miles Davis maintained creative momentum for over 30 years by radically reinventing his sound every few years. As you age, you risk becoming locked in dead styles. Periodically reinvent yourself by rediscovering youthful attentiveness to your surroundings. In summer 1994, Curtis returned to Southside, Queens after rehab to find dealers entrenched in a static corner system. Realizing this wouldn't fund his music career, he employed the setup strategy, creating dramatic distractions while seizing opportunity. He befriended Brooklyn stick-up artists who robbed all neighborhood hustlers, including himself. The chaos forced dealers to abandon their corners. Curtis moved in with new colored capsules and free samples, expanding his business while others were too distracted to notice. Life involves constant confrontation. Modern society channels aggression into passive-aggressive behavior, creating problems when facing unavoidable conflicts. Handling conflict comes from inner strength, not morality. Richard Wright's life demonstrates how refusing to submit to aggressors, from abusive family to racist employers, commands respect. Paradoxically, pleasing people less makes them respect you more. Machiavelli observed that trying to be good among those who aren't will bring ruin. We must master knowing when to be bad, sometimes the lion, sometimes the fox, sometimes the lamb. Against direct aggressors, fight indirectly. With passive manipulators, take bold action. Some negative situations cannot improve. The only answer is terminating the relationship without argument. Most aggression isn't personal. People carry their own traumas, focused on deflecting their maneuvers rather than feeling victimized. Your self-narrative becomes your ceiling. After his mother's murder at 8, Curtis visualized becoming a leader, creating detailed fantasies of freedom. After surviving 9 bullets and losing his Columbia deal, 50 Cent mentally reconstructed himself, envisioning dominance through an unprecedented mixtape campaign. You're born unique, yet shaped by outside forces. As an adult, rebel and rediscover your individuality. Experiment with ignoring others' expectations and focus on potential rather than limits. When you raise your self-opinion, you take more risks, your energy rises, and you discover untapped creativity. Frederick Douglass exemplifies this. Born into slavery, he maintained unshakable belief in his worth, learned to read despite prohibition, and escaped to become a leading abolitionist. Even painful experiences offer choices. Soak in them, convert them to action, or move on. Fear is just a story you tell yourself. You have the power to rewrite it right now.